97.7 The Rock Station, Scott Tatey here. Hey, we've got a cool show headed our way. Everclear headlining Jurgle's Rhythm Grill on April 26th. Everclear celebrating the 30th anniversary of its Sparkle and Fade album, the album that gave us Santa Monica and other songs that catapulted Everclear into the rock mainstream. They've been a staple of alternative rock ever since. And we have got frontman Art Alexakis on the phone to talk about the tour and more. So, Art, you guys played Jurgle's about 11 months ago. Must have been a good experience. You're headed back our way. Talk about this show.
Brother, I think this is the fourth year in a row. I think you should do a little due diligence there. Yeah, we play Jurgle's just about every year.
Well, it's kind of like it's one of those places you're close enough that you can reach out and touch the crowd. They are right in your face, kind of like the Whiskey A Go-Go, and I know that's a big favorite of yours. That's why Everclear recorded its live album there. Talk about that live album, a truly live album.
We recorded at the Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A., like you said. I'd never played there before. I grew up in L.A. and gone to it many times, but never played there, so it was a big deal. And we recorded the whole show there, and it came out on both vinyl and CD and digital, and it's pretty awesome. This year, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of Sparkle and Fade, our first big record that had Santa Monica and Heroin Girl and Heartsburg going on. So we'll be doing songs off that, but the tour for that, the 30th anniversary tour, is going to be later in the year, probably in the fall. But for Jurgle's, it's going to be just a old school rock show that, like we always do. And if people hit us up on social media with requests, and we know them, we'll do them.
Well, how trippy is that for you? 30th anniversary, thinking of the guy who wrote Nervous and Weird to be 30 years later still doing this, so what he does. I mean, could you have foreseen that back in the day?
Well, that was the 30th anniversary of that record, which was 3 years ago. And yeah, that was a big deal. That was a big deal. But this record is 30 years now. So okay. We've been a band for going on 34, 35 years.
You talked about Santa Monica. Talk about the inspiration behind writing that.
Santa Monica is about comfort zones and just dealing with issues and dealing with issues and trying to find comfort zones in life. But Santa Monica is just a song. It's a song about, like, I was living in Oregon, raining all the time, dark all the time, depressed, and thinking of where I want to be and writing that song about comfort zones and what you have to do to get there, even from a point of, a personal point of view, and just coming up with the chorus of the violent romantic thing of live beside the ocean, watch the world die, so it's kind of romantic in that sense, a little intense, but romantic.
For sure. And another one of the songs we play from Everclear, I Will Buy You a New Life. Talk about the genesis of that.
I don't know. It's a song about, just love. And that I wrote for my second wife. And I'm married to my fourth wife now for 20-some years. And the song's evolved over time as my life has evolved. But it's still relevant. For me, and I think for a lot of people.
All right, well, it's you, Davey French, who's been in the band for 20-plus years, Freddie Herrera, Brian Nolan. Talk about, what the sound will be like, what the look and feel and attitude of this show is going to be.
That's a great question. Davey's been in the band for over 22 years, Freddie for 17, Brian for 12. We don't play with tracks. Computers, tuning, none of that crap. We're an old school rock band. And so you're going to see four guys up there leaving it all on stage, just playing rock and roll to the best of our abilities without any help. There's no net. So that's what you're going to get.
Well, last question. As you said, you would be fourth year in a row here. We always like to ask about your memories of the Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania through the years. Is there one standout time? Maybe it was a show. Maybe it was something you were doing just walking around town. What do you think of when you think Pittsburgh?
Oh, man, I have a lot of memories of Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. I've been coming there not just with my band, as a roadie for years and years and years back. into the late 70s, early 80s. So, I remember playing, there was this venue called the IC Light. Do you remember the IC Light?
Right on the river, yeah.
Big white, but yeah. Back in the 90s, we used to have some killer shows there. The Electric Banana, you have to go up all those stairs. The Metro, just great clubs. Always been great clubs, great crowds. We've always had a great time.
All right. Well, keep up the great work. Look forward to having you back in town April 26th.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtown. I don't want to be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new.